Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has many wonderful things to say to his people. He cherishes us and he loves us. And that's just the way it is. Everything that the Lord does is according to love. He organized everything to be just like it should be, to help people to make decisions from the heart so that they can share into the love of God. The Word of God ministers to people that want to know it, that cherish it. God gives grace to the humble and he resists the proud. It's a blessing for the proud that he resists them, because they can't tell that they're not, their way is the opposite. They don't really know God. Proud people don't know God. If a man has it in his heart to be proud, he don't know God. He don't understand his ways. He don't understand his purpose. He don't understand what he's doing. Now, he can tell, he can judge good and evil. But pride is always evil. Pride is not good. Pride will not work. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. When we receive his Word in our hearts with the intent to do it and share in life and live the love of God, we receive the love of God and we go out and love others just like God loves us. We risk our life to preach the gospel because some people are dead and they'll kill us for it. But we do it anyway, because Jesus laid his life down for us. We love people with this sincere love of God. And that's our main way of sharing life. And a lot of Christians don't understand the love of God. So they get emotional, they get angry, they get frustrated. And they know that people are going to go to hell and they want to do something and talk people out of hell. But you still have we share the responsibility of love. We just got to do it God's way. We share the responsibility of loving people that don't love us. We didn't love Jesus at first. We ran from him. We judged him cursed of God, according to Isaiah. But when you look deeper, he laid his life down so he could legally save you, so he could legally save me. And we hear the word, and when we believe it, by faith we become righteous because the blood is applied to our lives. And we learn, and we take time and learn his ways, learn his word, learn what he's doing. And then we can share into that Lord. And we see things different. And other people can do it too. Now those who really are sincere in their walk, they always rise up. All of us have been wounded by the world somewhere. And justified the world somewhere. But as we come to knowledge, we see the world for the lie that it really is. So the enemy has to interrupt all this. He tried to get people that don't know to think wrong against people that's trying to help them. And he tried to get people that are learning God's ways to be rude in their presentation. That's why you can't do God's will in a worldly way. If you love people, it'll come out right. If your love is sincere, it'll come out right. Whatever you have to say, whether you have to rebuke them, sometimes you do, or whether you have to be patient, or whether you have to speak kindly. But the love, as long as the love is sincere, even if you make a mistake, people notice that you were trying to help them. See, I have to minister on the radio, and I have to do it all kind of ways. And I do it according to the Holy Spirit, because He knows who's going to be listening. But I don't have a right to tell people a lie. I just tell them the truth. Because I love them. You know, people think all kind of ways, and I know and understand that, but you got one chance to try out whatever it is you believe. That's just the way it is. But if you hear God's word, you're going to get greater perspectives. And you're going to be able to judge what's right. And you're going to be able to know what's deadly. And the deadly things kill. They will end you. Information is very important. The Lord told me, He said, let not my people lack knowledge. Lacking knowledge is very dangerous, because some knowledge is at war with the knowledge of God. The worldly knowledge is at war with the knowledge of God. But even though deception and rebellion don't qualify as knowledge, it comes in the name of knowledge. And it's at war with God. And it's painted to look good. You know, I paint cars sometimes, and sometimes the car is junk. Or it's not in the best shape, but they want a paint job before they fix the rest of it. And they're going to put a new motor in it later or something. We can make a car look brand new. Just like the devil can make a lie look good. But when you, the Lord would do the whole thing right, be done with it. See, He didn't half save us. He saved, He gave us enough to go on. If you really love God and you really love His word and you want Him to save you, He saved you, you'll fill your heart with His word. You'll be complete. When people get saved and won't fill their heart with the world, then the enemy's going to come and try to challenge it out of you or drive it out of you. You have to make up your mind about life and stick with it, or you'll be driven to darkness, according to Isaiah chapter 8. People that wouldn't make up their mind about what's right and wrong, the enemy drove them to darkness. This is the day He was talking about, the end days, the last days. Isaiah 8 gave us a picture of what it would be like in the last days, and that's precisely how it is. Now, it's important to know God's word and seek His face and understand His word. We have to do it His way. As long as we're sincere in Him, we cannot be defeated. Because sincere people are wholehearted and they'll do His work. And when we're wholehearted, then God has something to work with. And He can help us go forward and do all that's in His heart. We'll have His kind of stability as we receive His word to do it. Intentions mean a lot. And as we go forward, we learn things we couldn't normally learn. Those who receive the word to do it, and they have a joy. A joy comes with it. A joy is in the word. And that joy rescues them. And it gives them strength and hope. And they can see themselves living beyond their problems. It has to become revelation to you. The knowledge of God has to be formed in you, not just something you know about. When any part of the Word of God can be formed in you, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's true for every soul. If you're around a person long enough, you're going to know what it is that they believe, because they're going to tell you. They're going to show you what they believe and what they trust and everything else. It cannot be hidden. Whatever's in the heart cannot be hidden. It's going to come out. People try to control it. They try to speak things in a way where it'll mask things they don't want you to know. You know, some men would try to seem bold and tough, and they want to put that persona out there, but they have the love of God in them. And you can act all you want, but you cannot hide what God has put in you. The wisdom of God, the word of God, it under pressure, it comes out of your mouth. When you look at it without, when you listen to the word to judge it and not receive it, it won't work like this. When I filled my heart with this word, under pressure, it came out. When I listened to the tapes on authority, like I was talking about in Sunday school yesterday, I listened to Mr. Austin's tape. He had the Authority of the Believer by Kenneth Hagin, the tape series, and I listened to it for 30 days, more or less. And I had to give it back to him. But when that word was in my heart, and when they started having gunfights, it came out. I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody, you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And nobody could die. I wasn't just saying words. It came from the heart, and it was faith. And the faith produced life, and the angels had something to work with. I took authority over the situation. And I did it that way for 6 years. All that time, 6.5 years, I spoke the word and nobody died. Nobody died. I had 100% success. That's what happens when you take time and the word becomes revelation to you. When the word becomes in your heart, when you put it in your heart, it's a part of you now. It's a part of you. The word of God, it's in you. And you can say something and it'll happen. And when I had success in that area, I said, what else can I do? What else can I be faithful with? What else can I? So I started charging my heart with the word of God so I'd be fit for his use and I can do what he wants me to do. I don't like failing. That's not necessary. Failing is not necessary. Christian people teach failure. And I mean, they teach it like it's good, but they don't say it that way. They try to make sense of the problems that's in their life. They preach excuses. You can't preach excuses. The word of God is the only thing that's going to solve the problems in life. Some people, they're embracing the problems. Embracing the problems is not God's way. You don't have to embrace problems. But we share the responsibility of solving, overcoming them, doing away with them. One scripture said, let not the devil give no place to the devil. Any weakness, the enemy will use it against your life. Any weakness, he will use it against you. So we have to destroy the wickedness, destroy the drive the Canaanites out of your promised land. Just like Israel was supposed to drive the Canaanites out, all of them, not one should have remained. Not one. All of them were supposed to be driven out. No deals made with them. But they didn't do it. And now you got the Palestinians that are still there. They should have been driven out from the beginning. They would have been somewhere else and they would have been fine. But no, they didn't do it. So the Palestinians are still there, trying to take the land of Israel. And we have to follow God. We have to drive. If you don't drive it out, it's going to stay there and nag you. Whatever God say is so important. If you don't do it, you're going to wish you did. It's important. You got to do what God said to do. And if you follow through, you're going to be glad you did. Your life is going to work. You won't be tormented with fears, doubts. You have to drive those things out. And it takes the revelation knowledge of God to do it. I remember years ago, Kenneth Copeland talked about revelation knowledge. That's when the knowledge of God, it's not just words on paper. You receive it in your heart. And it becomes a part of you. Something you can use and work with. When the person is sincere, all these things are possible. Sincerity is the key to receiving all the revelation that we need. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.